McDonald Max Basketball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the McDonald Max pregame show, here is your WOGO sports team.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Bloomer High School, home of the Blackhawks, in sight of this Western Cloverbelt Conference game between your McDonald Central Max at 9-10 on the year, 6-5 and fourth in the Western Cloverbelt against the E11-5 varsity team of Bloomer. They are 8-4 in the WCC. That is good enough for third, chasing Stanley Boyd and Fall Creek, who are tied in the conference at 10-1. Under 30 seconds left to go here in the JV game. The McDonald JV has come back from a halftime deficit and, in fact, a double-digit Maloney. I'm Caleb Swenson. Good to have you with us here on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Last time out for head coach Adam Schilling's McDonald Max, they drubbed Osseo Fairchild last Saturday 77-53. Before that, knocked off second-ranked Columbus Catholic 59-49 the Saturday previous. So it's been a little bit of a hiatus in between games, Saturday to Saturday, and now Saturday to Thursday. So a chance to get right, get healthy, and be ready for a Bloomer Blackhawks team that knocked off McDonald by 21. That was not too long ago, came on the 4th of January, so about 1 month ago. It actually kicked off an 8-game win streak for the Blackhawks. They have won 9 of their last 10 games after starting the season a 4-6 and now sitting at 11-5 and third in the conference. So a chance for McDonald as Ben Siegenthaler knocks down a 3 to bring McDonald's JV team within 4 with 17.8 seconds left. Good shot there by Ben from the left corner. McDonald has a chance to try to avenge that rough shooting night that they had on their home gym against this Bloomer team. We'll talk more about that in just a few minutes, but first, the last time out for Bloomer, defense is really what is key for this Blackhawks team. We didn't get a chance, unfortunately, to catch up with Coach Greg Van Grunzeven tonight, but I'm sure he would say the same thing. Defense is leading the way for this team. They knocked off Cadott on the road 54-17. Now, granted, Cadott is struggling this year and last in the conference at 1-10 in the WCC, but to hold any varsity team in the Western Cloverbelt to 17 points is quite the feat. 9 different players scored for Bloomer, 1 in double figures, and again, you would figure that their starters probably did not play significant minutes in that game, but sophomore Dominic Schwarzenberger with 10 points, and Evan Rogge with 9. Also, Blaskocic, Jonah Blaskocic, the sophomore, with 9 points in that game, and then one of their seniors, Connor Crane, with 7. There are a number of impactful seniors for this Bloomer team. We'll see what the starting lineup looks like tonight, but very likely going to have 3, if not 4, seniors in that starting lineup, and a lot of height. 2 players at 6'6", 1'6", 1'6", 5 for this Bloomer team. On the other side for McDonald, the last game they had out was that 77-53. Win over Osseo Fairchild that we had for you here on WOGO at the end of February, as Miles Flanagan with a quick steal, not able to get the layup to fall, but he kicks it back outside the perimeter. Quick 3 from the left side for McDonald. No offensive rebound. Carter Stelter, they'll kick out for a quick 3 from the right corner. That one off the back of the bracket. Another offensive rebound. Miles Flanagan puts it in with 2 seconds left. Clock does run out, but McDonald pulls within 2 points. A tough-fought JV game and a smile from some of the players on the McDonald bench as they acquitted themselves well at the end of that one. So again, going back to the 77-53 win for McDonald last Saturday against Osseo Fairchild, Eddie Mittermeier has continued his torrid streak, shooting 19 points. He was 3 of 7 from downtown, 7 of 12 from the field, had 5 steals in that game to go along with 3 assists. Also, Cannon Huss, right around his season average, was 6 points. He was a 50% effort from the field, 6 of 12, 3 of 4 from the foul line, 8 rebounds and 5 assists for Cannon. Joe Janis flirting with a double-double yet again as he had 11 points and 8 rebounds against the Thunder, 2 assists, 2 steals. And Grant Smiski, the fourth McDonald player in double digits that game with 11 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, and 2 steals. Aiden Misfelt had 5 points but added 4 assists and 2 rebounds. And Jordan Sikora with 5 points. The freshman also added 3 assists and 2 rebounds in that 24-point victory. McDonald was up 17 at the half, still scored 40 points in the second against Osseo Fairchild. Again, I mentioned 4 players in double figures and 24 assists. Now, McDonald averages about 12.6 assists per game, so nearly doubling that in the game against Osseo Fairchild. They were 11 of 15 from the free throw line, 73% as 8 different players scored. 13 turnovers in that game, a little below their season average. 12 steals, a couple above their season average, and right around their season average in rebounds with 26 against the Thunder. But McDonald hit 10 three-pointers in that game. They were 42% from downtown. That kind of effort from outside is going to win you a lot of games. 57% from the floor, that's also going to win you a lot of games if you're able to shoot that well. 28 of 49. Now, it's another class of opponent here tonight with the Bloomer Blackhawks and the kind of defense they play, but hopefully McDonald will be able to shoot a little bit better than they did about 1 month ago at home. We'll continue to break it down here in our WOGO pregame show. WOGO Sports on the road at Bloomer, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. It's the Max and the Blackhawks live from Bloomer High School. Thank you for joining us. Stay with us. We're back in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number 1, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. 2, custom cut glass and mirrors. 3, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. 4, free mobile service. 5, window screen repair or replacement. And 6, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Mardi Gras at McDonald puts the fun in fundraiser. Mark your calendars for February 12th, the 13th annual Midwinter Mardi Gras. 100% of the proceeds support McDonald's schools and students. Enjoy a delicious dinner, casino and carnival-style games, and live jazz music from Tropo. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. Seating is limited, so get your dinner and raffle tickets today, in person or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Bloomer High School, 103.1 FM and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. The Pep Band, very peppy here tonight as we have a good crowd filing in both blue and black for this Western Clipper Belt Conference matchup between the 11 and 5 Blackhawks and the 9 and 10 Max. Last time these two teams met, It was a dominating win for Bloomer, 48-27, as the Macs were held to their lowest scoring output of the season. They've scored 37 a couple times, but 27, a full 10 points below that, of course, and only 16 points in the first half, and then just 11 in the second for McDonald. A fairly forgettable shooting performance, but again, a lot of credit to this long, lanky team from Bloomer. Dominic Schwarzenberger, he's a talented sophomore, had 14 points, and what really hurt McDonald in that game, he was 4 of 4 from three-point range. Also, Cale Iverson, one of their 6'6" players, the senior, with 8 points. Evan Rogge had 8 points as well. Harrelstad with 6, Strand with 6, along with 7 rebounds, and Connor Crane, their talented senior, one of many talented seniors on this Bloomer team, with 6 points and 5 rebounds. Cannon Huss battled as gamely as he could in that loss. 12 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals. Eddie Mittermeier was 6 points, but was 2 of 10 from the field. And, Mark, when we look at that game for McDonald, it's one of those questions. Did the Macs shoot poorly, or was it Bloomer's defense? When you look at these stats, 3 of 17 from three-point range, 18%. 10 of 36 from the field, 28%. Another thing is only 36 shot attempts in that game, 4 of 8 from the foul line for McDonald, and only 4 assists, only 14 rebounds. I mean, it's a game that they really got thumped, and sometimes you have those, and it doesn't mean that you can't come back and play better the next time. But Bloomer started off an 8-game winning streak with that win at McDonald January 4th.
Yeah, I mean, they got a good program up here. Bloomer's always been tough basketball. They're tough in football, and they've always got some big kids up here, and they always play very, very physical, kind of like a Stanley Boyd type, where they just get out there and get after it and play hard and play physical. So, you know, McDonald boys are going to have to play physical too. And again, you know, try and make some buckets here. It's a little bit darker in this gym. And see if they can't find the hoop.
One notable point in that loss to Bloomer, 48-27, was that Joe Janis did not play in that game. And when you're facing a team with 2 6-foot-6 players, 6'4", it's nice to have 6'5" senior Joe Janis back in the lineup here tonight.
Yes, Joe plays very, very tough in the paint, so hopefully he can play clean enough that he stays out there for a while.
In that game for Bloomer, they were 19 of 37 from the field, 51%, 4 of 9 from downtown at 44%. Out-rebounded McDonald, 26-14. Only 7 assists for Bloomer, but only 11 turnovers as well, and they were 6 of 9 from the free throw line. We'll step out for 2.5 minutes again and be back with head coach Adam Schilling of the Macs. Should be a good one here tonight. Live from Bloomer, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Back in 2.5.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your 3 float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Love 3-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third shift CNC machinists with a 4-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get 3-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com. Boomer.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Max Basketball, live on the road from Bloomer High School, home of the Blackhawks. Western Cloverbelt Conference tilt here tonight. We're here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. Coach, your lowest scoring output of the season was against Bloomer at home a few weeks ago, held to 27 points. Is that credit to their defense? Is that a mixture of defense and some a rough shooting night on your part? How do you better that effort tonight?
I think early in the game we got some good looks, they didn't fall, and then we just kind of never really got over that hump. But they are very good defensively. If you look at a lot of their scores, they're holding a lot of teams that are season low in points. So I think it was a combination of things that first time we played them, but you got to give them credit. They are a very good defensive team.
Coach, you've seen some big teams. You've seen teams with length here tonight. And again, Bloomer listing a couple guys at 6'6 and 6'5. I mean, I would think the battle on the glass is really integral to who comes out the winner tonight.
Yeah, we have to rebound really well. Possessions are pretty big in a game like this. So if we can get some offensive rebounds on our end and get some extra possessions, that would help us offensively. Then defensively, we got to hold them to one shot every time. If we give them extra chances, it's going to be a long night for us.
Coach, you've had those stretches where you had several games in a week, and now, again, a Saturday-to-Saturday game, and then Saturday now here till a Thursday night. So with a little bit more time to both practice and rest, how do you feel your team is ready for the game?
We better be ready. I think we had some good practices leading into tonight. I tell the kids that this time of year you can't really take any games for granted and just trying to get ready for the playoffs. When playoffs come, you lose, you're done. So hopefully they're ready to play, and we can just come out and put out a good performance.
All right, Coach, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk to you afterward.
Sounds great. Thanks for coming out.
Head Coach Adam Schilling of the Max. We are back after this with your player introductions and tip-off. This is Max Basketball on the Road at Bloomer on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Max pregame on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you live from Bloomer High School. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base, and Hallie continuing to preview this matchup between the 11-5 Bloomer Blackhawks and your 9-10 McDonald Max, sitting at third and fourth respectively in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Bloomer comes into this game averaging 51.9 points per game offensively, giving up 38.9. McDonald averages 54.2 offensively, gives up 55.1. McDonald shoots 47% from the field, Bloomer 43%. McDonald 33% from beyond the arc, and Bloomer at 31%. The Max a little better from the free throw line, 67%. Bloomer at 62%. And McDonald averaging 23.4 rebounds, 12.6 assists, 14.8 turnovers per game, and 10.2 steals per game. Bloomer only 9.8 turnovers per game, but only 8.8 assists per game. We'll see if McDonald can tighten the screws a bit defensively. Opponent shooting just 38% from the field and 28% from beyond the arc against this Blackhawks defense. It's time for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, how do they avenge a 21-point loss about a month ago?
Well, I think we've talked about this, and obviously controlling the basketball, but let's not get in a hole. Let's start this game out either at a competitive pace or pick it up a little bit and make them guys feel the pain right away. But McDonald just has to control the basketball. Don't get in a hole and keep our heads going and play a physical game.
Tonight's Keys to the Game brought to you by Toyson Ford. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Game time is next. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney live from Bloomer. Your tip-off coming up right after this on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
A wonderful rendition of our nation's national anthem, courtesy of the Bloomer Pet Band. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, good to have you with us on the road about 15 minutes north of Chippewa Falls, the home of the Blackhawks. McDonald being introduced first, Aiden Misfeld. He's a 5'11" junior guard, number one, averages 5.9 points and 2.4 assists. Eddie Mittermeier, 5'11" junior guard, number three, 13.7 points, second on the team, second in assists as well. Also for McDonald, Grant Smisky, the 5'9" freshman guard, number five, 2.1 points per game, but he's shooting 58% from the field. Cannon Huss, 6'3" junior guard forward combo, number 33, leads the team at 16.4 points per game, also leads them in rebounds and assists. And Joe Janis, 6'5" senior center, number 44, averaging 10.1 points per game and 6.3 rebounds. He's third in points and second on the team in rebounds. On the other side for the Bloomer Blackhawks, Dominic Schwarzenberger, 6'2" sophomore, only sophomore in this starting lineup. He's a forward, averages 12.5 points per game, shoots 40% from the field. Marcus Harrelstad, a 5'11" senior guard, number 5, averages 5.7 points. Connor Crane, a 6'4" senior guard, 13.1 points per game, that's tops on the team. Jack Strand, 6'6" senior forward, 6.1 points, 8.1 rebounds, number 12. And number 44, Kale Iverson, 6'6" senior forward, number 44, 4.9 points, 5.4 rebounds. Bloomer is coached by Greg Van Grunsven. McDonald headed up by Adam Schilling.
Some good crowd here tonight. Holy mackerel.
And again, not a big gym, and it's well filled at
yes,
this point.
Yes, it is. Bloomer's got their student section filled up, and the McDonald people are over there kind of waiting to see what's happening.
Connor Crane, 6'4", against Joe Janis, 6'5", in the center circle. As we tip it up, and Joe wins the back tap, Eddie Mittermeier chases it down, and we are underway. McDonald resplendent in their traveling royal blue uniforms with the white numerals, white lettering, and the gold piping and outlines on the tanks and the shorts. Bloomer, home white uniforms, black numerals, black red lettering, and the orange accents. Joe Janis crashes right to the hoop, right down the center of the lane. No offensive rebound, kicked back out. Good work there by Cannon Huss to dig out the offensive board. Half a minute gone by first half. Janis takes one right in hard. Can't get the shot to fall from inside the left block, but he will earn a trip to the line right away. And so Joe Janis saying, you know what? You didn't get a chance to meet me on the floor last game a month ago.
That one went against Iverson.
That is his first. Again, 2 6'6" players, 6'4" as well on the front line as Janis misses the first on the front line for the Bloomer Blackhawks, who have won 9 of their last 10 games after they lost 4 of their first 6 to start the season. Now sitting at third in the Western Cloverbelt. Second free throw does roll through for Joe Janis, and it's 1-0 McDonald. Janis hit and miss from the line. Got the second one there.
Blacks are playing like a triangle and one, like a double box in one. Hayden's on number 10, and Grant Smisky's on number 4.
Harrelstad up top. They'll go left corner to Iverson, back to Harrelstad on the left wing against Eddie Mittermeier. Harrelstad driving baseline, pulls up from 16 feet left baseline. That's a tough shot, came up well short. Aiden Misfeld across the timeline, right side, leaves it for Mittermeier. Mittermeier off a screen from Janis, given go back to Janis, runs right to the hoop and scores. He blazed right by Iverson, and 3 quick points for Joey Janis.
Beautiful pass, too.
3-0 McDonald. Almost a minute and a half gone by here in the first half against Bloomer. Harrelstad at the high post. Crane goes left side for Iverson. Iverson backing into the lane. Can't get a shot to fall. Flipped it up with the right hand from 5 feet. Janis with the rebound. Cannon Huss on the run. Kick out. Smisky rotates left side, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier off the screen from Huss, who got tripped up. Right side to Joe Janis. Janis to Smisky on the right wing, right in front of the students. Smisky drops it down to Janis. Got away from him, out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. And Bloomer will take possession.
I'd like to see Grant just shoot that ball right there. They're letting him
wide
open. When
he makes his first three tonight, we'll tell you about his three-point shooting percentage. We're not going to jinx him beforehand. We are going to try and jinx Dominic Schwarzenberger, though, who hit 4 of 4 against McDonald. Harrelstad spots up for three and ties the game. Marcus Harrelstad, the 5'11 senior, they gave him some space on the right wing, and he made McDonald pay. 3 apiece, 15:45 and counting first half. Misfeld drives baseline, hits the brakes, looking for help against Crane. Misfeld's got to get it out of there. Now to Eddie Mittermeier, left wing. Cannon Huss straight on. Double clutch. Didn't take the three. Grant Smisky rotates right side to Misfeld. Misfeld off the screen. Back to Cannon Huss. Huss jab step left wing. Grant Smisky. Smisky off a little slip screen from Huss. Use it for Janis right of the wheel. Eddie Mittermeier, give and go. Joe Janis into a double team. Can't get one to fall. A little flick from inside the right block. Three apiece, and Bloomer with the basketball trying to take their first lead here this evening.
Joe's getting some good looks.
Merrillstad left side and a quick timeout taken by Greg Van Grunsven. We'll take a 60-second break as well. Back in a full minute here on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
My name is Tracy Smisky, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
McDonald basketball and WOGO Sports, 15:08 remaining first half, three apiece. Max on the road at Bloomer. If you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Firing a pass out of the timeout and wide open underneath the hoop, Jack Strand. Someone lost him, and Strand gives Bloomer their first lead off the assist from Harrelstad, who was standing 5 feet beyond the arc. 5-3 Bloomer, under 15 to go, first half. Eddie Mittermeier, right side Grant Smisky, off the screen from Janis. Up to Cannon Huss, straight on, 4-3, won't roll in, rebound pulled down by Jack Strand. Harrelstad walks it across the timeline, his team up by two. Harrelstad works it inside the arc, fires a bullet pass to Iverson. Iverson wants to give it up at the left block, now goes hard at Joe Janis and draws the foul. Shot won't fall. We'll help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including children with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. No good on the first free throw for Cale Iverson. Iverson on the year, 46% foul shooter. No on the second one. I think we have a lane violation.
Yeah.
Are they going to get Huss with that?
Yeah. I think Cannon went in too early.
So Iverson, the 46% foul shooter, missed the first two. Law of averages there would probably say that this one goes in, but we will see. Bloomer leading 5-3 with 14:19 remaining. Third attempt is short, knocked out of bounds, and it's staying with Bloomer. Tipped off of either Joey Janis or Cannon Huss. So the McDonald defense will need to hold firm a little bit longer on this possession as Connor Crane will inbound two of the blocks, two of the elbows. And the Crane rotates to Harrelstad right wing. Harrelstad left side for Iverson. Back to Harrelstad, the senior, who's already hit a three here tonight. Harrelstad directing traffic, going against Eddie Mittermeier. Drops down for Iverson, short corner. Back out to Harrelstad. Drives down the right side of the lane. Jabbing. Up top, Crane pulls up, left elbow jumper, back rim, no. Rebound, Cannon Huss. Huss will push for McDonald. Steams across the timeline, barrels right down the right side of the lane. Caught up in the air, lost it out of bounds, will stay with McDonald. Huss was trying to draw the foul and won't get a call there as Evan Rogge, the 6'5" junior, comes in for Cale Iverson.
Got crowded down there really quick. There was three Bloomer guys all over Cannon. Somebody had to have hit him with a body or something.
Jake Blaskoczyk, the 6'2 sophomore, into the game as well out of the stoppage. Joe Janis misses a shot. Got a little bit too far underneath the hoop on the inbounds play. Left side for Blaskocik. Matched up against Grant Smiski. Left side, Connor Crane. The work down low. Kick back out to Crane. He'll spot up for three. That one rims out. Cannon Huss fighting for the rebound, but it's taken away from him along the baseline. Evan Rogge.
Now we need to have those rebounds.
Arrows that up top. Again, McDonald was out rebounded 26-14 in that game on January 4th in Chippewa. Driving baseline, Joe Janis with good defense, but it doesn't matter as Rogge falling away from 6 feet scores, and it's 7-3 Bloomer. 5 minutes gone by first half. Hit and miss felt right wing, a bounce to Mittermeier. Quick feed down low, good position. Joe Janis draws a foul. That one's going to go against Rogge, and Janis will earn his second trip to the foul line here tonight.
Great pass there, too.
Janis on the year, shooting 60% from the free throw line. That one looked great. 4 points, all four of McDonald's points for Janis as Smiski exits. Jordan Secor, the 5'11 freshman guard, number 24, comes in for Coach Schilling and the Macs. Second free throw attempt for Janis. That one too long. Rebound batted out. Eddie Mittermeier tracks it down. Good work by Cannon Huss with the tip out. Aiden Misfelt left wing. Misfelt off a screen from Huss. Janis leaves it for Secor. Gives him a screen. Cannon Huss straight on. Huss, 4-3, right off the mark. He's shaking his head a little bit there. And saying, I think he's saying that his hands are sweaty. Keegan Galvez comes in. Galvez, 6'4", junior forward, number 22. A lot of wingspan for Galvez as well. And to the defense. And McDonald with some pressure. Right side, Crane. Short corner feed. Crane gets it back from Jack Strand. Harrell sat up top. 7-4, full one possession lead for Bloomer. Almost one third of the way through the first half. Harrellstad open on the right wing, calls for it, gets it back. They'll rotate left side for Crane. Crane drops it down short corner. Pull up jumper from 10 feet is good. And that was Rogge with 4 points. Maybe it's Rogge.
Rogge? Rogge.
Eddie Mittermeier along the right block up top. Aiden Misfelt, a little bit of a bobble, gets it back. Aiden backtracking slightly with the dribble left side. Jordan Secor. Secor, Keegan Galvez to Aiden Misfelt right in front of the Bloomer students. Misfelt to Cannon Huss. Huss straight on, drives down the right side of the lane, has his shot swatted by Jack Strand. 11:41 remaining out of bounds to McDonald. 9-4, McDonald down two possessions here. We'll go two at the blocks, two at the top of the key. Inbound to Aiden Misfelt, and it's stolen away by Connor Crane. Crane with a long arm there to take away that pass.
They've got some long arms out there on the Bloomer players.
Tipped pass up top. Aiden Misfelt diving for it. Eddie Mittermeier, rather. Harrellstad takes in the backcourt, crosses over, gets across the timeline. Left side for Crane. Crane pulls up for three. That one rattles in and out. Keegan Galvez battling for the rebound. Long arms of Bloomer Corral. It's still loose up top. Crane retrieves. Drops it down low. Aiden Misfelt steals the bounce pass. There was some chaos there and a good work by Aiden Misfelt.
It was a...
to prevent what could have been a layup.
Ball was bouncing all over.
9-4 Bloomer. 7 minutes gone by first half. Bounce Aiden Misfelt right wing. Up top, Keegan Galvez. Right side for Eddie Mittermeier to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt drops down to Huss. Huss got right by his defender, went for the steal, up and in for two. First bucket for Huss. First basket for anyone not named Joe Janis. And McDonald now trails 9-6. Harrellstad up top, again working against some backcourt pressure. Bloomer breaks it pretty easily that time in a three-point game, 10.5 to go. Crane left wing, drops it down along the baseline, circling, pivoting, and airballing from underneath. Offensive rebound by Jack Strand. Now kick out for a corner three. Good left corner from Jack Blaskocik, the sophomore. 12-6, Bloomers doubled up McDonald.
Again, they stole another rebound away, and they got a guy underneath the basket that nobody sees, and he just comes up from behind and taps it away.
Misfelt rotates to Mittermeier into the right corner. Secor. Huss calling for it. Keegan Galvez traveled with the basketball. Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Harrelstad and Strand each take a seat for Bloomer. Grant now handling up top. Right side for Blaskocic. Moves into the corner for Raggi. Up top to Iverson, who just came back into the game. He's not going to shoot it. They leave him alone straight on. Schwarzenberger. Raggi right wing. 12-6. So we're 30 seconds away from the halfway point of the first half. Bloomer leading McDonald by 6 points. Shot missed from just inside the right block. Too strong by Blaskocic, crashing into the hoop, and McDonald will push. Cannon Huss pulls up. Right elbow jumper comes up short. Rebound secured by Crane of Bloomer. Joe Janis is going to come back in along with Grant Smisky. Right side for Iverson. Outside the three-point arc. Holds. Schwarzenberger at the left elbow. Taps the brakes back to Iverson straight on. Iverson one bounce. Right side, Blaskocic. Up top for Crane, the senior. Crane against Aiden Misfelt. Spins into the lane. Almost walked with it. Kick into the corner. Wide open look for three. No. Mercifully there by Rogi. And then Huss will push. McDonald trailing 12-6. Huss lost it, knocked out of bounds by Bloomer with 8:40 to play. That will allow Smisky and Janis to come in. Huss is going to take a break, and so is Aiden Misfelt.
Served out there. They're not, you know, 8:40 left here, and they're not, you know, 6 points. I'll take that.
Huss fired in the backcourt for Mittermeier.
Get this going really quick.
Still trying to find some offensive rhythm. Pass into the block. Joe Janis between a double team, just a little bit too strong. Couldn't get the angle to go glass. Crane back to Schwarzenberger. Moves it for Crane, the senior, off a screen from Iverson. Crane down the right side of the lane. Nice drive, layup good. Connor Crane, that's his first basket. That's 14-6 Bloomer. Jordan Sikora high on the right, maintaining a left-handed dribble. Now picks it up left wing. Eddie Mittermeier, 4-3. Good look. A little bit too strong. Rebound pulled down by Crane. Right now, Bloomer is doing an excellent job limiting McDonald. Just one shot.
Yeah.
Iverson on the left wing, holding a couple test bounces. Drops it down for Crane. Deep down low. Got good position. Goes up strong over Mittermeier and scores. Game with 4 quick points, 16-6. Bloomer leads by 10. Timeout McDonald will step out and be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Well, are you planning to build a new home? Contact one of the most knowledgeable companies for sewer and septic systems, Boffman Sewer and Septic. Proud to be a Max Basketball sponsor on WOGO Radio. Max on the road at Bloomer, trailing by 10, 16-6, 7.5 to go here. First half, lots of time for McDonald to make a run, but start with seeing a shot go through the hoop here on the offensive end. Eddie Mittermeier pulls up from 16 feet, drains it. There you go. That's a good start for Eddie for his first basket. McDonald down 8. Now some backcourt trapping pressure. Harrelstad, who came back into the game, drops it off left wing. Raggi left side against Sikora, fires it to Iverson, and he bobbled it and lost it to Eddie Mittermeier. 6:55 to go, 16-8, McDonald trails Bloomer. Max on the attack. Grant Smiski crosses over on his man just outside the paint, flips it out to Joe Janis. Right wing, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Keegan Galvez, left side. Jordan Sikora. Sikora off a little slip screen up top. Joe Janis right of the circle to Grant Smiski. Smiski crosses over on his man. Now it's to the arc. Keegan Galvez straight on left wing. Eddie Mittermeier off a screen from Galvez. Mittermeier pulls up for three. Too long, long rebound out. And Mittermeier somehow grabs it out of the pack. Sneaks a bounce pass down to Joe Janis. Gets his man in the air and scores.
What hustle by Eddie.
Joe Janis with 6 points and McDonald's within six. A little 4-0 run. Backcourt pressure. They trail 16-10 to Bloomer. Two-thirds of the way through the first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dawson Halverson. The Wogo home base in Halley. 2-3 zone look for McDonald. Into the left corner. Open look at a three. That one back bracket. No rebound. Pulled away from Joe Janis. It's loose on the floor. Grant Smiski diving for it. Bloomer digs it out. Schwarzenberger left wing. Thought about pulling up for a three, and Eddie Mittermeier makes him think better of that. Schwarzenberger gets it back. Remember, he was 4-4 from long range against McDonald and Chippewa. Another open look for three by Bloomer, and another hit by Jake Liskocic. The sophomores notched a pair. McDonald's defense making Bloomer prove they can shoot, and unfortunately they've knocked down three from beyond the arc so far. Keegan Galvez left elbow. Drops it down in traffic to Joe Janis. Janis against Iverson, turns, flips one up, draws the foul. And for the third time tonight, Joe Janis is going to the line. Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing, named one of America's most responsible companies, and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Joe Janis hits another free throw. Give him 7 points. It's a game high. Iverson out. Liskocic out. And that will send Jack Strand back in. Along with Harrelstad. And Crane. Second free throw halfway down and pops out. For Joe Janis. Donald trails by 8, 19-11.
Play some good D here now.
Harrelstad to Schwarzenberger. Back up top. Harrelstad the senior. Leaves it left side for Crane. Crane rotates back to Harrelstad. Testing, probing inside the paint. Left side, Schwarzenberger. Good defense on him. McDonald doubles, kicking to the corner. Harrelstad's got a good look at somebody. Got a piece of that. Aiden Misfelt out to Crane. Crane for three. Good. Connor Crane now with 7 points. Ties Joe Janis for a game high. And again, Bloomer's doubled up on McDonald, 22-11. 4 3-pointers in the first half for the Blackhawks. Cannon Huss left of the circle. Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier can't pull up on a three. Huss tracks down a pass in the left corner. Grant Smiski right wing off the screen from Janis. Smiski bounce up top. Eddie Mittermeier leaves it for Misfelt with 4:22 to play. Smiski right wing. Eddie Mittermeier. Aiden Misfelt on the right side against Schwarzenberger. Crosses over on him. Testing the lane. Out to Grant Smiski. And Smiski's shot is blocked by the high leaping Connor Crane.
Got some long arms there.
Eddie Mittermeier. Hassled by Harrelstad. Goes left side. Cannon Huss. Huss driving baseline. Lost his balance for a minute. He's now triple teamed. Huss looking for help. Fires it out. Eddie Mittermeier for three. Right wing too strong. Offensive rebound. Huss grabs it and pulls it down. Again, he is triple teamed and draws the foul as Bloomer collapsing on Cannon Huss, who scored 14 points against them. 12, rather, against them on the 4th of January in that 48-27 McDonald loss. That is the fourth whistle against Bloomer. McDonald's only committed one infraction here in the first half.
First one on Strand.
Misfelt to Mittermeier. Back out to Cannon Huss. Huss, little jab step from Mittermeier. Leaves it for Smiski. Right side, Aiden Misfelt against Crane. On the left, Cannon Huss. And right in his face. Huss drives between two defenders. Took contact. Blocking foul called. Shot won't fall. Schwarzenberger, I believe, will be called for that one. As the team's fifth.
Cannon's
just the first on Schwarzenberger.
Everything he can to drive in there, and knowing that he's going to get some contact.
First free throw for Cannon Huss is good. Well, Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots, insured by NCUA. Too strong on the second for Cannon Huss. McDonald trails by 10, 22-12, 3:25 and counting. As we close in toward halftime. Harrelstad up top. Again, Bloomer very content with this type of game. Keep everybody under 50. Connor Crane open for another three, and another one falls down. Goodness. Connor Crane with 10 points. Senior leads the team at 13.1 per game. He's almost got that in the first half. 25-12, Bloomer. Cannon Huss spins into the lane, pulls up from eight, and it rolls through. Huss a bucket, timeout taken. Half a minute, and we are back on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball. In fact, we'll keep it here right now to let you know that you shouldn't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO, cvosm.com/WOGO. Also, it's coming up this Saturday evening, folks. Midwinter Mardi Gras at McDonald. It puts the fun in fundraiser. This is the biggest fundraiser of the year with all proceeds 100% going to support McDonald's schools and students. This Saturday evening, February 12th, delicious dinner, casino and carnival style games, live jazz music from Tropo, plus a cash raffle grand prize of $1,000. Get your dinner and raffle tickets today. You can get them in person or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Again, Midwinter Mardi Gras at McDonald this Saturday. Do not miss that. 2:51 to go.
The royalty was announced for that, and it's Nate and Carrie Stepp is the king and queen of
yes.
Mardi Gras. Congratulations to those two. Well deserved.
It's going to be a fantastic evening and a great way to support all things Max. Bloomworth of basketball leading by 11, 2:43 and counting, 25-14. The Blackhawks here on their home floor. Left side, Crane into the corner. Schwarzenberger for his first three. That one rims in and out. Offensive rebound pulled down. And once again, McDonald struggling. Held ball. It's the rebound by Rogge, but McDonald struggling to limit the Blackhawks to one shot, which is a problem, as well as Bloomberg shooting, particularly from beyond the arc. Don't want to give them second chance opportunities. Inbounds from Crane to Harrelstad. Fires it into Crane. Crane turns around and misses from 10 feet. Joe Janis pulls down the rebound. McDonald on the run. They've got a 2-on-3. Keegan Galvez driving in, blocked right at the rim. Wow. Athletic play by who else? Connor Crane.
He's up in the air.
Keegan's got some good springs as well, too, but Crane just timed that really well. Crane left wing with 2:06 to play, 25-14 Bloomer. McDonald trying to stay within arm's length, but that's not going to help. Another open look at a three, and this time Schwarzenberger hits it. That is now six made three-pointers for Bloomer in the first half. 18 of their 28 points. Joe Janis, right wing. Keegan Galvez. Galvez to Cannon Huss, straight on. Thought about a three, doesn't pull the trigger. Leaves it for Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt driving baseline, little spacing issue for McDonald there. Loops it up top. Joe Janis has it taken away from him.
A lot of long arms in there slotting at that ball.
Minute 20 left in the first half. 28-14 Bloomer. Crane finds a man along the baseline, runs one up to the hoop and in. Rogge. And again, the height is just really tough to match up with for Bloomer. Rogge at 6'5". They've got 2 6'6" players as well. Cannon Huss has a pass taken away from him, and that's Rogge. And Rogge down the lane, layup good. It looked like it might have been going out of bounds, and McDonald a little slow getting to that basketball, and so Rogge has an open path to the hoop. 32-14 Bloomer.
To have it open enough that he could have slammed it down.
Cannon Huss pulls the trigger from the left elbow and doesn't quite nick the rim. And McDonald's shooter's unfortunately off the mark, and Bloomer, who may be holding for a last shot here, has been on fire. 32-14. Blackhawks lead by 18, trying to sweep the season series with McDonald. 20 seconds left here in the first half. Harrelstad looking back to Coach Van Grunsven. Mittermeier comes out on him. Harrelstad up top. Crane looking to set a screen on Mittermeier. Harrelstad rotates back to Crane right of the circle. Into the right corner. Quick three from Schwarzenberger. That one an air ball. Rebound Galvez. Galvez pushes ahead to Misfeldt. Misfeldt with a head of steam. Driving down the laceline. Pulls up. Goes a little bit too strong from 10 feet. And that's how the first half will end. McDonald needing to get some work done here in the second half as they trail Bloomer 32-14 at the break. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
Mardi Gras and McDonald puts the fun in fundraiser. Mark your calendars for February 12th, the 13th annual Midwinter Mardi Gras. 100% of the proceeds support McDonald's schools and students. Enjoy a delicious dinner, casino and carnival-style games, and live jazz music from Tropo. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. Seating is limited, so get your dinner and raffle tickets today, in person or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Greg Misfeldt. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Halftime here in Bloomer. It's been all Blackhawks as they hit 6 3-pointers in the first half and lead McDonald 32-14. A quick note here for current Max families. Invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our McDonald schools, and you could be rewarded when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. org. Again, a first half that you mentioned the Toys and Ford keys to the game. Mark Maloney, who would get off to the hot start, and it was a little slow, but when Bloomer started pressing the gas pedal down and the shots started falling, it made it very difficult for McDonald in that first 18 minutes.
Yeah, we were kind of maintaining that six-point deficit for quite a while, and then, they, like you said, they just kind of heated up there and got some quick baskets. And again, we were kind of like one and done out on the other end. We need to heat up here, so maybe this hoop will be a little bit better. I was talking with somebody that when the girls played up here the other night, somebody mentioned the same thing, that one basket seemed to be a little bit hotter than the other one. So let's hope that that's what's going to be the case here in the second half. The McDonald boys will come out and utilize this basket down on this end. It seemed to be a little nicer.
Well, again, in the JV game, a fairly significant halftime deficit turned into still a loss, but only a two-point loss as McDonald had some chances to even tie or take the lead at the end of that game. Looking at your scores from both sides, six different players in the scorer's book already for Bloomer, led by Connor Crane with 10, 8 from Evan Rogge, and 3 apiece from Dominic Schwarzenberger and Marcus Harrelstad, 6 actually from Jake Blaskocik, who's hit 2 threes, and 2 from Jack Strand, and again, 6 made three-pointers in the first half for Bloomer. McDonald hasn't hit any yet tonight. Joe Janis with 7 points to lead the way for Adam Schillings-Max, Cannon Huss with 3, and Eddie Mittermeier with 2. First half highlights, just one highlight so far here to bring you. Hopefully a lot more in the second half, but it sounded like this on We'll Go Sports. This is over on his man, now it's of the arc, Keegan Galvez straight on left wing, Eddie Mittermeier off a screen from Galvez. Mittermeier pulls up for 3, 2 long rebound out, and Mittermeier somehow grabs it out of the pack, sneaks a bounce pass down to Joe Janis, gets his man in the air and scores.
What hustle by Eddie.
Good highlight from the first half. McDonald trails 32-14. More work to do. The second half is coming up next. But first this, Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 in the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls, or apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com. That's masoncompaniesinc.com. Back with Mark Maloney's military highlights in 2 minutes on WOGO.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has 2 full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's our halftime tradition. Before the second half begins, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we're going to start right at the top of our list with Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base out in New Jersey with our daughter-in-law, Linda, and our granddaughter, Rosalie, out there in battling the weather every now and then. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Lita and I just booked tickets last night to go down and visit Alex the 1st of March, so it'll be nice to get down there. We haven't been down to see him down there since 2016. Joy Kabishik out at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm out at Dover Air Force Base in Maryland. Nicole's getting ready to head over to South Korea. Greg Hovland is at Scott Air Force Base, and again, Greg is over in Africa.
Jacob Klukas is currently at Las Vegas out there. And Sarah Paston Bovey is with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota Air National Guard. Major Corey Abair is in the Marine Corps, getting set to retire this June. Kristen Levesser Davis is down at the Air Force Reserves in Charleston, South Carolina. Carter Billen is with Security Forces at Fairchild Air Force Base. And Jordan Chartran is at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Brandon Anderson is on the USS Tucson. It's a nuke sub stationed out of Pearl Harbor, but he's out there somewhere floating around. Who knows where he's at? And Noah Stewart is one of our new guys that was joined the Air Force out of Chi High. He's stationed down at Lackland Air Force Base. Chuck Gardo is in the Marine Corps stationed in Hawaii, getting ready to do another rotation to Japan. Ellie Eckes is a McDonnell grad from last year that had joined the Chippewa Air Army National Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is at Spangdahlem, Germany, and he is also over in Africa. And Matt Pulver is at Laughlin Air Force Base, getting ready to get his wings all set for a pilot job down there, I think, flying cargo planes. So, again, as busy as this world is, the Olympics has kind of maybe cooled things down a little bit, but, man, there's always a lot of stuff going on, and we surely thank all of our military, and please be safe out there.
And again, if you have names to add to the list, we would love to continue honoring
absolutely
service members for the rest of the regular season and hopefully deep playoff runs for the Max and Lady Max as well. Yes. Max boys trailing 32-14 as we start the second half here from Bloomer on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Max trailing by 18. Cannon Huss will try to pull McDonald in closer, and his baby hook from the right block comes just a little too strong.
Again, that was a great look.
Harrelstad across the timeline. McDonald with Mittermeier, Smisky, Huss, Janice, and Misfeld. Original starting five back out there. Harrelstad for Connor Crane, who's 3 points below his season average. He had 10 in the first half. Crane left wing for Schwarzenberger. Steps into a three. Good. Schwarzenberger. 4-for-4 against McDonald the first time. He's hit a couple three-pointers here tonight. The lead is 21 for the Blackhawks. Aiden Misfeld to Joe Janis, right block. Work around to Eddie Mittermeier via Grant Smisky. Joe Janis, left baseline to Aiden Misfeld. Aiden right wing, Grant Smisky outside the three-point arc. Smisky to Mittermeier. They're trying to get him an open look.
Yeah, they are.
Misfeld left wing. Fires down to Joe Janis. Working against Iverson. Spins on him and lost it behind the backboard. Out of bounds. Staying with McDonald with 16:38 to play. Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed. Flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. That's lakeland.edu/blended. Inbounds to Misfeld in the right corner. Finds Eddie Mittermeier to Cannon Huss. Huss straight on for three, comes up short. That was a good look for Huss.
It was. Straight on top of the key.
40% three-point shooter, but that one wouldn't fall. And Harrelstad shoots a no-look pass down to Iverson, and Iverson up and in for two from low on the left as Harrelstad had a full head of steam. And we'll get Cale Iverson his first basket. Drop down to Janis, working against Iverson. Double team. Janis goes up,
there.
And the bounce won't go from right in front of the hoop. 37-14, Bloomer, 2 minutes gone by, second half. Harrelstad on the left wing. Again, this is a Bloomer team that's won 9 of their last 10 games. They lost 4 of 6 to start the year, have been on a tear ever since beating McDonald on January 4th. Joe Janis steps in front of a pass in the paint. Eddie Mittermeier, left wing to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld, open look at a three, straight
there
on, drained it. The first hit from beyond the arc for McDonald. And
really
stems.
Rolled his ankle on that, but he looks like he's okay.
An opening 5-0 run. The second half for Bloomer is quelled there. Connor Crane, left wing against Grant Smisky. Crane into the left corner. Schwarzenberger has a very quick trigger and almost pulled it again. Pass down low to Iverson. Iverson blocked a bit by Janis, but still managed to power it up. He averages about 5 per game, has 4 here in the second half. 39-17, Bloomer. Aiden Misfeld thought about another 3 from the left wing. Instead, backtracks it out. Work to Mittermeier from Grant Smisky. Mittermeier on the right wing. Throws short corner. Cannon Huss pulls up. 16-foot jumper. It just will not fall for Cannon Huss here tonight.
Yeah, he's one of the shooters that we count on, and he's having a little bit of an off night.
Crane right wing against Grant Smisky. Senior against freshman. Harrelstad left wing, Schwarzenberger. Schwarzenberger in the left corner. Crane's got a wide open look at a three, and you just expect him to make them all now. But Bloomer gets the offensive rebound off the miss. It's tipped back out to Harrelstad, and now Crane on the left wing. Connor Crane picks up the dribble, throws left corner, Schwarzenberger. Short corner feed, kick out Crane, right side Harrelstad. Harrelstad, they'll work it down to the post. Crane has his pass taken away, rather that was thrown away by Strand. And Misfelt with the steal. Eddie Mittermeier, good head fake, driving baseline, teardrop comes up short. Rebound, Iverson, push ahead to Harrelstad, down the near side of the floor.
And there's will slow a shot it down. Eddie doesn't miss very many.
And this Bloomer defense has really stymied McDonald.
It has.
Three halves so far. Schwarzenberger open for three. Got another one. Left corner. Dominic Schwarzenberger with three triples, and it's 42-17, a 25-point lead for the home team. Bloomer Blackhawks with 13:38 remaining in control here against McDonald. Max hoping for a spark here offensively. Aiden Misfelt left wing, drives to the foul line, kick out Eddie Mittermeier for his first three, rims in and out.
Good luck.
The rebound.
That was a great shot.
Makeable shot, and especially for a shooter like Eddie. Keegan Galvez will come in, as will Jordan Sikora. Crane off a tipped pass just inside the arc. Kick out to Harrelstad. Marcus Harrelstad, the senior. Again, a senior late in lineup for the Bloomer Blackhawks. Schwarzenberger dropped down to Iverson. A lot of quick passes here for Bloomer. Iverson throws one up with the right hand. Too strong. Good. Powerful rebound with one hand by Cannon Huss. Huss leaves it for Aiden Misfelt left of the circle. Grant Smisky left corner against Schwarzenberger, the sophomore. Smisky bounces back up top. Misfelt, 35 feet from the bucket. Eddie Mittermeier high on the right wing. Cannon Huss. Huss looking into the paint. Joe Janis calling for it. Gets it on a bounce. Double team. Janis tries to power it up, and it will not fall. Again, a tough angle by Janis as they force him down to the baseline.
Yeah. They get him down there, and he can't use the glass like he likes to do.
Connor Crane, left wing. Left block extended. Iverson turns, faces the hoop. Powers between a couple defenders, and will kick it out right corner. Schwarzenberger for another three. Yes.
I do not want him to shoot anymore.
Four threes for Schwarzenberger. He has eight made triples against McDonald here this season. 45-17. Bloomer really starting to accelerate. Cannon Huss pulls up for three and nails it. Cannon Huss, 6 points. Good to see a shot go through the net for the talented junior for McDonald. They trail 45-20. Still almost 12 minutes remaining. Pass knocked away in the paint. Scrambling for it. Grant Smisky digs it out after Joe Janis hits the deck. Eddie Mittermeier, right corner, drops down for Huss. Huss turns and scores right over the top of his defender. In transition, McDonald off the turnover, and Huss now has eight. Harrelstad against Mittermeier, picks up the dribble. Crane left wing, timeout taken. Full timeout. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Well, warm up on a cold night with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's. Regular and buffalo served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley, where they are now hiring as well with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Halley. 45-22, McDonald trails the Bloomer Blackhawks, and Bloomer with the basketball moving right to left. Blaskocic is back into the game for Coach Greg Van Grunsven. He has it left wing out to Harrelstad, and Harrelstad traveled with the basketball. And there have been a couple times where he's been really close to steps, and that time the officials caught
him on that one. Yeah.
11-12 and counting in the second half. McDonald trying to chip into this 23-point deficit. Smiski rotates left side. Jordan Sikora just came into the game. Cannon Huss, good head fake, driving between three defenders, blocked on the way up by Crane. Crane now on the move. Smiski backtracking. Crane between two defenders. And bricks one off the back of the bracket. Rebound pulled down by McDonald. And a foul underneath. And that one's going to go against Evan Rogge.
Yeah, Cannon, again, is trying to do an awful lot in that middle. But again, there's three guys that have just got their arms straight up.
Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora, the freshman, the right wing to Cannon Huss. Huss driving down the lane, again scoops it up, this time between two defenders, and a foul comes from Bloomer. McDonald's played a very clean game foul-wise. This is the second in the first half.
Picked up his third.
Taragi with now a three, two on Bloomer here in the second half, rather. Aiden Misfeld about to come back in. Buchanan Huss, 80% foul shooter. I should not have said that until it went through. As he's a little long on the first. Grant Smiski comes out. Aiden Misfeld, the junior guard, back out there for Coach Schilling. 45-22, McDonald trails with 10:41 remaining. Cannon Huss with 10 points and will stay there. He misses the second, but Eddie Mittermeier pulls down the offensive rebound. Mittermeier driving baseline against Harrelstad. Out to Cannon Huss. Aiden Misfeld left of the circle. Working a right-handed bounce. Eddie Mittermeier to Cannon Huss, left corner against Connor Crane. Huss, skip pass, Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld at the foul line, out to Sikora. Sikora back to Misfeld, right of the circle. Aiden holding above his head. Couple test bounces. Goes back between his legs. Leaves it for Sikora, left wing. Cannon Huss, open corner, look at a three. Too strong, offensive rebound. But a foul going against Keegan Galvez.
Yep. Push.
Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Almost 8 minutes gone by here in the second half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you live from Bloomer. As it's been almost all Blackhawks here tonight, they lead 45-22. Leskocic on the left wing, he's trapped, leaves for Connor Crane. Crane back to Leskocic, straight on, fires a pass down to Iverson. Good look to Rogge, and Rogge over the top of Cannon Huss, who was a little late on the help. Evan Rogge now into double digits with 10. 47-22, Bloomer. Aiden Misfeld drives in the lane. Teardrop counted, and the foul. Hoop and harm for the McDonald junior. Aiden Misfeld has five, looking for six at the line.
Iverson's third.
So that makes it 47-24. As you mentioned, Iverson has just picked up three. The third whistle on Bloomer here in the second half. Iverson will sit, and Aiden Misfeld, a strong take there, looks to finish off the three-point play. No, hits the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Rogge, and Rogge lost it, pulled away from him by Cannon Huss. Huss gets it back and goes up and in for two off the assist from Keegan Galvez.
Good hustle.
Cannon Huss. Pulls McDonald within 21. Still a lot of time on the clock. See if they can tighten down defensively as Jordan Sikora swats away from Crane, but Crane gets it back, goes short corner, Rogge. Rogge pulls it up in the paint, back out to Bliskocic, and leaves for Crane. Crane fires a pass deep into the paint, and Rogge goes from one side of the hoop to the other, misses point blank, offensive rebound, and a putback by Jack Strand. And the 6'6 senior does his damage on the offensive glass. 49-26, Bloomer. Cannon Huss spins into the lane, triple teamed, fouled, and goes to the line. Well, has
he
that
just picked up his fourth?
So a little foul trouble here for Bloomer if McDonald can make a run.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, a chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call the glass leaders, White City Glass, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Free throw won't go for Cannon Huss. Spins out.
Yeah, I don't think
that's
he
the
likes
fourth
this
on
gym.
Rogge.
I think he likes this gym.
Yeah, just again, a very strong free throw shooter, Cannon Huss. Second attempt. That one is perfect for Cannon Huss. Now he has 8 in the second half, 5 in the first, 13 for the game for Huss, who will take a quick breather here. Joe Janis comes back in with 8:42 to play. McDonald trailing by 22, 49-27.
A little bit of pressure on him.
Crane in the backcourt picks up the dribble. Throws across the floor to Blaskacic. Gets it back with a bounce across the timeline. Connor Crane, the senior, has it taken away from him by Misfelt. Loose on the floor at midcourt, and Crane rips it back. Crane right side to Iverson. Left side, Blaskacic. Blaskacic pump fakes. One bounce. His left side, Schwarzenberger. He's hit 4-3. Short corner feed, Iverson. Long skip out, Crane. Good catch on the right wing. Crane drops it down to Strand. Blaskacic to Schwarzenberger for his fifth three. That one way off the mark. Offensive rebound. Strand again. Low on the right. Easy put back there for Strand off what looked to be an air ball from Schwarzenberger. Yeah. Not sure if someone got a piece of it. Now Aiden Misfelt to answer for three. And that one comes up a bit short from the right wing. They lost Aiden Misfelt, and he had a clean look.
Yeah, very, fall. Very nice look at that basket.
51-27 Bloomer, 7:45 to go. Second half. Bounce to Iverson. Iverson attacks, goes right to the body of Joe Janis, misses, and Janis powers down the rebound with two hands.
The box held by Joe.
Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Keegan Galvez right of the circle. Galvez spins it over. Jordan Secor up top. Eddie Mittermeier, deep three, left side. Yes! Looking for Eddie Mittermeier. That's his first hit from beyond the arc. He has five. And it's 51-30, Bloomer. Now trying to inch closer. Still some backcourt pressure. Strand whips it to Iverson. Iverson up top, Schwarzenberger. Holding, taking his time. 7:02 to go, second half, 21-point lead for the Blackhawks. Kick to Blaskacic. Open look, corner three, no offensive rebound again. Iverson to Crane. Crane for three straight on, rattles it in. That's his third three, and Crane right at his season average of 13 points. The second chance opportunities, just killer against a team like Bloomer. Aiden Misfelt, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier head fake, pulls up, right elbow jumper. That one comes up short, offensive rebound. Joe Janis, no, he's blocked by the rim. Grabs another offensive rebound and gets fouled. And will that be Iverson's fourth?
Yes, it will. Yep.
That's the fifth whistle against Bloomer. With 6.5 to go, McDonald trailing 54-30, but Janis with the clock stopped has a chance to get his first points here of the second half. Cannon Huss will be coming back in shortly. Free throw for Janis, too strong. Harrelstad comes in, as does Evan Rogge. Crane steps out, Iverson steps out.
Kind of substitute his two guys with four fouls there. See who's going to pick up the fifth first.
So Joe Janis looking to split this trip to the line, and he'll come up short. Rebound pulled down by Rogge. Neither rim has been very kind, and McDonald's left some points at the charity stripe here tonight. Trailing 54-30. Harrelstad high on the right. Schwarzenberger, Bloomer very content to take their time on offense. Harrelstad in the left corner, the senior, guarded by Aiden Misfelt. Loops it back up top, Blaskacic. Working against a 2-3 McDonald look. Fires at the high post, back out to Blaskacic. Blaskacic looking for Strand. Harrelstad crosses over, flips it back out, Blaskacic. Straight on between the circles. Harrelstad pulls up in the lane. No, rebound pulled down offensively by Rogge. He misses a reverse layup, and Keegan Galvez with the rebound. Long lead feed ahead to Joe Janis. Too tall for him, goes out of bounds. Turnover McDonald. Connor Crane will come right back into the game. That miss, actually, I'll correct myself, was by Blaskacic, who's exiting, not by Harrelstad. 5:36 to go, 54-30. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Connor Crane, too long on a three. Offensive rebound attempt, and we'll have a whistle and a foul going over the back Strand. Against Bloomer. That's against Strand.
A second.
And Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page or website to see what everyone's saying by Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Bloomer leads by 24 with 5:15 to go here on their home floor. Eddie Mittermeier, quick trigger on a three, splashes it from the left wing.
Got to do. We got to hit him quick.
54-33. McDonald trails by 21 as we traverse under 5 minutes to play here from Bloomer. Hassling pressure by Mittermeier and Huss. And almost a five-second count, but a timeout taken by Coach Van Grunsven. We are back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you, live from Bloomer High School, home of the Blackhawks, side of this Western Clover Belt Conference game between the conference's third and fourth place teams. Bloomer leads by 21 with the basketball, 54-33 over McDonald, 4:45 and counting to go. Connor Crane, the senior, up top. Bloomer's done a lot of damage from beyond the arc. A quick foul by Aiden Misfeld. McDonald has a lot to give. None left for Bloomer as they've committed six, but that's just the second whistle on McDonald and the first on Aiden Misfeld. In the backcourt, Herelstad.
Clock management now is going to matter. They have to make some really big runs.
Connor Crane, left wing. Opposite side, Herelstad gets it back between the circles. Left side, Schwarzenberger. They'll work to Strand. Strand turns and faces the hoop. Herelstad out to Schwarzenberger. Snaps off a three. Rims out. Rebound batted to Keegan Galvez. Good work by Janice there. Cannon Huss in the lane. Loops out for Eddie Mittermeier. Gives it right back to Huss. Huss gets inside. Strand and scores over the top of the leaping Crane. Cannon Huss with 15. We are going to have a lot more highlights in the second half for the post-glass, post-game show. Pass tipped away, but a whistle against McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier going to be called for that one.
Cannon
Huss. Team's third. Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more at lakeland.edu. That's lakeland.edu. Connor Crane face-to-face with Eddie Mittermeier. Schwarzenberger up top. A sophomore down to Rogge. Beautiful bounce pass to a cutting Strand. Strand now with 8 points.
They get that ball in the middle to one of their big guys, and it's trouble.
56-35, Bloomer maintaining the 21-point lead. Eddie Mittermeier, right corner, drops down to Joe Janis. Janis goes over the top of his man and rolls it in. That's his first bucket of the second half as he went over Evan Rogge. He's playing with some foul trouble, and Janis knew it. 9 for Joey. 56-37, McDonald within 19. Herelstad pulls up the dribble to Crane, right wing. Crane to Rogge. Loops the left side, stolen away Galvez. Galvez a one-on-one. Down the lane, layup, challenge at the rim. He makes it go home.
Nice drive to the hoop by Keegan Galvez.
56-39, Bloomer under 3 minutes to play. Rogge out to Herelstad, right side Connor Crane. Crane to Rogge, high post feed Schwarzenberger. Schwarzenberger tied up. They're going to get a foul against Cannon Huss. Yeah.
Thought they might have had the tie up there. I think I was agreeing with you, Caleb.
So Bloomer will inbound. That's the fourth whistle against McDonald. Again, they have plenty of fouls to give here in the second half. Crane left side for Herelstad. 2:37 to go. 56-39, the Bloomer Blackhawks. High post feed Schwarzenberger. Back out Rogge. Rogge, the junior, test with the dribble out to Herelstad. Schwarzenberger. And Steady Mittermeier, left-handed dribble at the high post. Herelstad turns and faces the hoop. Right wing, Connor Crane. Crane, opposite, skip. Look for a three. That one off the back of the iron. Missed by Evan Rogge. Cannon Huss, straight on. 4-3. Oh, it rims in and out. Offensive rebound, Janis. Eddie Mittermeier, left wing. Some of these just spinning out of the iron. Aiden Misfeld just inside the left arc, throws one to the left corner. Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier draws a blocking foul and will go to the line shooting a 1-1. As Herelstad commits the infraction, and Eddie Mittermeier will shoot his first free throw tonight. Well, Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's just the first on Harrelstad. Eddie Mittermeier shooting a 1-1 here. Free throw is good. Mittermeier, an 83% foul shooter. And he's close to double digits now with 9. Cannon Huss into double figures for McDonald. Janice and Mittermeier close. Second free throw for Eddie. Just as nice the second time. Give him 10, and McDonald trails 56-41. Inching closer, but the clock the enemy right now. Minute 50 and counting. Harrelstad, right wing feed, Eddie Mittermeier and Keegan Galvez giving chase. Schwarzenberg, a long cross-court skip to Connor Crane. Crane slides a bounce pass to Schwarzenberger. Blaskocic, left block, extending back out to Schwarzenberger, the sophomore. 90 seconds left in the game, 56-41, Bloomer. Schwarzenberger drops to the high post, kick left side, Blaskocic. And again, you can tell that Bloomer's been given pretty strict instructions by Coach Van Grunsven.
Not going to shoot.
Harrelstad left wing, Schwarzenberger with a minute 15 to play. Bounce up top, Schwarzenberger, left wing off the feed from Harrelstad. Test just inside the arc, back out to Crane. Donald's committed 4 fouls and seems content just to play defense here, play cleanly. Mittermeier and Galvez collaborating, and almost, there is a foul, almost forced Harrelstad to take a step on the mid-stripe. That's the fifth whistle against McDonald with 55 seconds to go. Long pass from the backcourt for Harrelstad. Out of the inbound, and Harrelstad will take his time. Crossing center court, right side Connor Crane with 48 seconds to play. Crane into the right corner. Harrelstad. Harrelstad bumped, and fouled by Eddie Mittermeier with 41.3 remaining. And don't forget, Midwinter Mardi Gras coming up this Saturday at McDonald. 100% of the proceeds support McDonald schools and students. This Saturday evening, Connor Crane goes high for the inbounds pass, straight on. Splits two defenders, left wing, Harrelstad. Harrelstad bumped by Aiden Misfelt with 33.8. And that is going to send Marcus Harrelstad to the line, shooting a 1-1 again. Delicious dinner, casino and carnival style games, and live jazz music from Tropo. It's McDonald's Midwinter Mardi Gras this Saturday. Cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. Get your dinner raffle tickets at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's Marcus Harrelstad, his first free throw, and he has 4 points. Harrelstad, the senior, averages 5.7, and he's at 5 now. 58-41, McDonald with the basketball. Trailing by 17, Aiden Misfelt cuts across the lane and lays it up with the left hand as he went underneath the rim. Aiden Misfelt was 7 all in the second half. McDonald's had a marked improvement offensively between halves. And Bloomer, strong defensively, a few too many second chance opportunities and some hot shooting from beyond the arc on their home floor.
Yeah, they're just gonna let it go all
as Crane seconds. Will hold on to it in front of the scorer's table, and that'll do it here from Bloomer. Your final score, the Bloomer Blackhawks 58, the McDonald Max 43. We're going to step out and be back in 3.5 minutes with a post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have your second half highlights, your leading scores, and we'll talk live with head coach Adam Schilling of the Mags. Your final here from Bloomer. Bloomer 58, McDonald 43. Back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies,
proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Max Basketball here on WOGO Sports. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you from Bloomer as the Blackhawks move to 12-5 on the year and 9-4 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference as they are firmly in third place, sweeping the season series against the McDonald Max. McDonald falls to 9-11 on the year and now back to 500, 6-6 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference, with games against Regis and Connaught remaining in their conference slate. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling in a few moments here, but opening thoughts here on this game. Again, McDonald 14 points in the first half, and by the end of the game they had 43. I mean, a much stronger offensive performance in the second half, but maybe a little too late tonight.
Yes, again, you know, they had some good looks at some good baskets and didn't get it to fall worth anything in the first half, and then in the second half they kind of turned it up again, but they still left a few points in the second half also. And it was good to see a nice little, you know, run there towards the end where, you know, we were down by 20 some, and then they kind of snuck it in within 15-14, but Bloomer just they're a big team. They got some long arms. They handle the ball very well. I don't know how many, they didn't have very many turnovers at all, and then they can jump out of the gym. So you know, they got some tall kids there, and
we did everything we could, I think, with what we had out there. I would have liked to seen a few more youngsters throwing some balls up on McDonald's side there. So I'd like to see Grant Smisky shoot more. I'd like to see Aiden Misfeld shoot more from the outside. When you got these long-armed guys, you know, and I know Grant was kind of getting maybe a little gun-shy there because he had one blocked. But, you know, shot fake him, get him up in the air, go around him, and then put it up. But, you know, I'd like to see some more shooting. And, again, you know, Bloomer's just got some very good players.
And again, we've seen this Bloomer team. Coach Schilling said, yeah, that's one of the teams we expect to be right at the top of the conference this year. That's what he told me before the season began. And then Bloomer had a little bit of a shaky start. But since then, since again, losing four of their first six, they've won 9 of their last 10, including a victory against Fall Creek that also was an incredibly big, athletic, impressive team. And talking with Coach Storley of Fall Creek, he said Bloomer just beat us. He said it wasn't something we did wrong. They just beat us. And so that kind of bespeaks just seeing Fall Creek twice this year and now seeing this Bloomer team. One of those battle-testing opponents that you have, and more than likely you're not going to see anybody like this in the Division V tournament, and hopefully it made you better for when you do face some teams with some length, but maybe not quite to this degree.
Right. I mean, those guys, everybody was tall, and they were all good athletes, good players. You know, typically you run across a few that got one or two, you know, long-armed guys, and then the rest of them don't quite have that athleticism, but these guys were all athletes, and you know that's what Coach Storley's talking about, where they just beat them, and that's what they did tonight. Again, very, very well coached, very well disciplined team. I was impressed with how they handled the ball.
Well, we'll take one quick 1 minute break and be back with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. Final score 58-43 Bloomer here on the road against the Blackhawks. Back in 60 seconds with more of the Post Glass post game show here on Wogo Sports.
Love 3-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third shift CNC machinists with a 4-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get 3-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
The Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, continues here live from Bloomer. Head coach Adam Schilling joining us as McDonald falls 58-43 to the Bloomer Blackhawks. Coach, obviously facing a team with a lot of length, how critical was it that you weren't always able to limit the Blackhawks to one shot opportunity here tonight, considering the way they shot from beyond the arc?
Well, yeah, especially in the first half, I think, you know, when they did miss, they get a rebound and they hit a 3-2. So we knew it would be a tough matchup for us, especially around the basket area. But I thought our initial defense wasn't bad at times, but then we just had trouble cleaning up the rebounds and then giving them second chances, and they definitely took advantage of it.
What do you say to your team in a loss like this, where obviously physically the matchup isn't good in terms of the length you have and the length they have? Do you focus on effort and do you say, let's look at if we were in the right place, even if we didn't always succeed?
Yeah, I think, yeah, and just even like the talking and communication kind of went away at times too. So, you know, it's one thing to kind of be outsized a little bit, but you can usually play a little bigger than you are if you're communicating, you're active. And I think in the second half we did a little bit better job of that. It's just when our shots weren't falling and then they were getting second and third opportunities, it was kind of demoralizing for a while. So, had to just kind of regroup at halftime, and then I thought we played a little better second half.
What do you think particularly that you did well in the second half? I mean, scoring 14 in the first, and it was a two-possession game for a lot of that first half, and then they kind of stretched it out right before halftime. But 14 in the first half, 29 in the second. What did you do better to make a little run at the end?
You know, we held them to one shot a little bit better, and then we got some shots to fall, too. Got to the free throw line. I know we didn't shoot free throws very well, but when you get those opportunities, it does make everything else a little easier. So just move the ball a little bit more. I think in the first half we were just pressing a little bit, trying to get, you know, like a 10-point basket, and those are pretty hard to come by.
Well, Coach, again, it's never easy here in the Western Clover Belt Conference, and especially when you have teams like Bloomer coming into the WCC for the first time this year. But hopefully it's another hardening battle, testing type of game for you as you prepare for the tournament. And we'll see you right before that begins on the 21st.
Sounds great. Thank you guys for coming.
That's head coach Adam Schilling. We'll take one final 60-second break and be back to finish up the Post Glass and Mirror post-game show here on WOGO Sports. The Max fall to Bloomer 58-43. Your leading scores and second-half highlights right after the break on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald Basketball and WOGO Sports. Looking at your second half stats and your game stats now, as Bloomer had seven players score here tonight in their 58-43 victory over your McDonald Max. Three players in double figures, led by Connor Crane, right at his season average of 13 points, 12 for Dylan, for Dominic Schwarzenberger, again right around his season average, 10 for Evan Rogge, and 8 for Jack Strand, 6 for Jake Blaskocic, all from beyond the arc. Also 5 for Marcus Harrelstad and 4 for Cale Iverson. On the other side for McDonald, 5 players in the scorer's book here. Buchanan Huss led the way for McDonald with 15 points, just about a point and a half below his season average. He did most of his damage with double digits in the second half. Joe Janis had a strong first half with 7. He ended up with 9. Eddie Mittermeier was the other McDonald player in double figures with 10, including 2 hits from beyond the arc in the second half. Aiden Misfelt with 7 points, all in the second half, and Keegan Galvez with 2. Let's hear how the second half sounded. Your WOGO Sports highlights here on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com as the Max battled Bloomer tonight. A tear ever since beating McDonald on January 4th. Joe Janis steps in front of a pass in the paint. Eddie Mittermeier, left wing to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt open, looking at a 3 straight on. The first hit from beyond the arc for McDonald. Made triples against McDonald here this season, 45-17. Bloomer really starting to accelerate. Cannon Huss pulls up for 3 and nails it. Cannon Huss, 6 points. It's remaining. Pass knocked away in the paint. Scrambling for it, Grant Smiski digs it out after Joe Janis hits the deck. Eddie Mittermeier, right corner, drops down for Huss. Huss turns and scores right over the top of his defender. In transition, McDonald off the turnover, and Huss now has 8. The help. Evan Rogge now into double digits with 10. 47-22, Bloomer. Aiden Misfelt drives in the lane. Teardrop counted and the foul. Hoop and harm for the McDonald junior. Aiden Misfelt has 5, looking for 6 at the line. Hands.
Good box out by Joel.
Eddie Mittermeier, left wing. Keegan Galvez right at the circle. Galvez spins it over. Jordan Secor up top. Eddie Mittermeier, deep 3, left side. Yes! Looking for Eddie Mittermeier. That's his first hit from beyond the arc. He has 5. Side to see what everyone's saying by Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Bloomer leads by 24 with 5:15 to go here on their home floor. Eddie Mittermeier, quick trigger on a 3, splashes it from the left wing. Janice out. Rebound batted to Keegan Galvez. Good work by Janice there. Cannon Huss in the lane. Loops out for Eddie Mittermeier. Gives it right back to Huss. Huss gets inside. Stranded. Scores over the top of the Leaping Crane. That's how the second half sounded as McDonald falls 58-43. Next time that we will see these McDonald Max boys against Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran on the 21st of February. But join us tomorrow night. Big game in the WCC in girls basketball as the Lady Max travel to Cadott. And that should be a very fun environment, Mark.
Yes, it will be. I mean, Cadott's got a really good following there. And again, with Cadott earlier on upsetting Osseo, you never know how those girls are going to play, especially on their home court. So that will be a very interesting game, and you know, hopefully the McDonald girls will keep up with what they've been doing and scoring lots of points and come out of that with a win and kind of maintain that second place lead in the conference. I don't know if anybody's going to trip Osseo up or not.
Again, McDonald falls here for the second time this season to Bloomer, a team that plays defense like the Blackhawks do, and then they hit 10 three-pointers here tonight.
Yes.
So again, we round out the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. When a team plays defense that well, when a team rebounds that well, has that big of a length advantage, and then shoots this well on their home floor, McDonald made 4 three-pointers all in the second half, but again, as Bloomer hit 6 from downtown before the break, sometimes you just have to tip your cap to the other team that played a fantastic game.
Exactly. And again, you know, only scoring 14 points in the whole first half is a little deflating in itself. But then to have the guys battle back and come out and light it up a little bit in the second half. But again, it was just a little too deep of a hole to get out of.
Well, that'll do it for our broadcast here tonight. Again, we thank our hosts here at Bloomer High School, the home of the Blackhawks, who emerged the victors tonight. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying goodnight from Bloomer High School. Once again, your final score, McDonald falls to Bloomer 58-43. Thank you to Dawson Halverson keeping things running smoothly back at the WOGO home base in Halley. This has been McDonald Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Bloomer.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.